Well, for you, how has the kind of shift offensively from Coach Loxley, who, you know, position coach your first year, to Coach Sarkisian, how's that been so far? Like Tua mentioned, there's been a shifting of some plays and put in new offensive ideals.
Yeah, it kind of, you know, the coach gonna add something new to their stuff. You know, there's always different differences from between coaches, but it's all a good thing to learn. To have a new coach so you can learn something new, it's all good to learn something new.
What do you think you showed? What did you prove, I guess, in your breakout year last year?
Well, just the best play I could be, just doing what I was supposed to do to help my team win, just making plays and winning my routes and winning my one-on-one coverages. But it really wasn't for the other guys doing their job. It would be very difficult for me to do my job, too. So,
how has this spring been different? You know, how's the approach different? Knowing, you know, like last year you were trying to prove something. You were trying to show you could be a starter. How is this year different now that you have a more entrenched role in the offense?
You see, I won't say nothing really different. I said I still got to have that mindset to keep improving and getting better. Because no matter what, there's still somebody I need competing for your spot. So that's how I think about it. I'm still trying to keep working it so I could be the best player I could be.
What do you think from Coach Wiggins, the new
player? Oh, yeah, he's a very good coach. He already taught me a lot of new things, you know. So, hey, like I said, it's always great to have, like, a new coach because they always teach you new things that you never learned before. Like, yeah.
How has that been for you personally, the receiver group? This is your third receivers coach in the last 3 years.
You know, you don't like to have the same receiver coach, but at the same time, I don't take it as anything. I just take it as, okay, it can help me just get better. See, the coach, they'll coach you different. So what coach taught me last year, a new coach could taught me something different that could put somebody in and get me better.
How much involvement do you have with Sark versus, say, Loxley last year, obviously, you know, with him having the prior relationship with you guys?
I knew Coach Loxley for, like, 2 years, so we had a good relationship. See, now, this is my first season with Coach Steve, so I'm just starting to get to know him. And, like, as a coach, he's real good, and as a person, too.
Does he come into the meetings much, I guess, with the receivers, or is it different in that sense than it was with Coach Loxley and that?
Yeah, we be having meetings and stuff, but you know, it just, you know, he got stuff to do, and we got our receiver coach to teach us what we got to do. But when he needs to, he'll come through.
What has that been like with, I mean, seven new coaches? You know, there were six this time last year. What's that been like, kind of in any of those meeting rooms? Kind of, is everybody wearing name tags, kind of thing? Or
they introduce themselves, and after a while, we'll see them around, have conversations. So it's nothing new, you know.
What are things that you want to work on specifically to improve?
I'm just trying to get faster and bigger and stronger, really, and just work on my blocking skills and just reading coverages a lot better.
How fast do you want to be? Like 40 time?
Fast enough. Fast enough to run the field. Fast enough that I won't get caught on the field. It doesn't matter what. I can run a 4.3, 4.4. All that really matters where I'm on the field, that I won't get caught.
How have you seen Tua step up, especially without Jalen here, among the other quarterbacks?
He stepped up real good. You know, Tua's a great competitor, a great player, a great person. So I feel like he challenged himself to be the best player he could be.
Do you see everyone in that group looking up to him now?
Yeah, I feel like everybody asked him a lot of questions. I see him help the younger guys to get better. Young guys asking him questions, how you do this, what you read on this. I just see a lot of development and leadership into
it. What's it like with him and his brother? Mm-hmm. Do you see any interesting interaction with him and his brother being out there? Just kind of a different kind of relationship.
The little brother, well, look up to the big brother. So Tua helped the little brother a lot, just to know the plays and know the coverages, just a little thing like that.
You mentioned too his leadership. Obviously, that was something he was known for, even as a first year starter. But have you seen that develop? Is he more vocal, or is there sides of his game that you've seen kind of progress from a leadership standpoint?
Yeah, at first he would just lead by his upper type of player. Now he's being more vocal because he's just being more vocal and more committed, communicating more.
Can you give me an example of maybe something, that first practice that you saw? I know it was a couple weeks ago, but.
Yeah, just talking to the players around him to do better and stuff like that.
Two more.
How interested are you in the pro day, I guess, tomorrow here? I mean, knowing that that's a possibility for you next year, year after, whatever.
It's just great to be out there watching the players that was on the team before, just going out there and just working on their stuff to get drafted. It's good to watch them, see them guys out there.
Is it weird to think that that's a possibility and not too distant of a future that you're going to be going through that same experience?
Well, yeah, but I'm not really focused on that right now. I'm just focused on being the best me during the spring and seeing what this team has to offer.
All right, thank you, Jerry.
Thank you.